Greetings. Paige Estratore here, bringing you the weekly insurance news wrap on behalf of Financial Services Online, where we provide a spectrum of personal and business insurance services. Let's delve into the latest updates from across the Australian insurance industry for this week. On the 6th of June, ASIC and APRA, our top financial regulators, voiced concerns about the opacity of duration-based pricing in life insurance. Distinct issues were detected in the individual disability income insurance market. Accordingly, insurance customers are facing a reality where initially low premiums could unexpectedly surge over the lifetime of their insurance plan. In a bid to increase transparency, these regulators are calling for life insurers to disclose details about their pricing model. Although insurers are making efforts to explain possible jumps in premium costs, both ASIC and APRA still think there is room for further clarification. Moving from the regulators to the policyholders, misunderstanding insurance policies can also lead to a difficult and costly situation, as we see in the next story. A father, a longtime Hollard Insurance patron, recently faced financial pressure due to an oversight in his policy. He had omitted to list his 21-year-old son, a new driver, in his insurance, an exclusion that caused his claim to be denied after a car accident involving his son. This incident brings home the significance of thoroughly understanding the terms of your insurance policy, continuing to review it regularly, and updating it as your circumstances evolve. Let's shift gears from individual challenges to wider system-level issues. The New South Wales floods illustrate our next story perfectly. The recent floods that wreaked havoc in New South Wales have wreaked havoc, damaging nearly 10,000 homes and businesses and triggering over 6,000 insurance claims. The gravest issue, however, is the increasing number of people lacking adequate insurance due to sky-high annual premiums, creating an insurability crisis. As the impacts of climate change intensify, we see rising calls for systemic changes in insurance, including public schemes and greater disaster resilience funding to help ensure broader coverage. On a more positive note, let's assess a crucial decision involving a rideshare driver and his insurer. In a landmark case, a rideshare driver came out on top in a dispute against Auto & General. This followed the insurer's denial of his claim after an accident. As found by the Australian Financial Complaints Authority, there wasn't sufficient evidence to demonstrate the misrepresentation of vehicle use by the driver, which has now resulted in Auto & General being obliged to honor the claim. This case underlines the need for clear communication on changes in vehicle use between insurers and policyholders. That concludes our weekly wrap on Australian insurance news. If you're seeking more news and information about insurance, do visit our website, financialservicesonline.com.au. This is Paige Estratore, signing off, reminding you to stay safe and insuranced.